Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report, which we speak with Ruth every Monday morning at this time. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Ruth.
And after a very busy, exciting weekend of lots of activities, a couple of big stories that we have to talk about. First of all, a tragic death of another Housatonic Valley Regional High School student in an automobile accident that really has left this area stunned and shaken.
Just unbelievable. We, within a week, we have had two deaths from car accidents. Both are recent graduates of Housatonic just this past June on Sunday, early Sunday morning at 12:30. Donald Blodgett, 17, of Sharon, was driving along Route 7 South in Falls Village near BB Hill Road when he lost control of the car and hit a tree. Car caught fire, and he was killed. And yes, the community is just stunned because just a week ago, Lucas Costco from Canaan was also killed in a car accident. Both, as I said, had just graduated from the high school. And Ian Strieber, who just took over as principal on July 1st, now has had to deal with two of these tragedies, and he was obviously shaken by it all, as are we all. And you and I spoke, Marshall, yesterday, just shaking our heads, you know, it just...
Well, if you include another fatality of an 18-year-old that was just over the line in New York State. And once again, we remind you, today through the high school is open. They have counselors there 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock.
Right, from today until Wednesday. So for those who really need coping skills should really take advantage of the offer.
That's just, like I said, I think... Just about everybody, parents, grandparents, men, women, children, just are stunned by this.
And the number, like the percentage of the class in the since June is incredible. It's incredible.
Just horrible. And as Mr. Strieber said, please, you know, just take heed, and hopefully the kids will realize the seriousness of it all, of this behavior, it's awful. So.
And our thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to, once again, the Blodgett family for what they're going through.
We don't have funeral arrangements yet, but Ian said they will be forthcoming probably today.
All right, so we're going to leave that story and really focus on all I can call it is a blockbuster article that's in the paper today.
Yeah, we had the story. Obviously, we've been going, talking about this issue for quite a while, the imminent closing of maternity services at Sharon Hospital. And we had talked with hospital officials, and then last week, Peter Cordeau, the CEO of the hospital, came to the Sharon Board of Selectmen's meeting to talk about it and said some things that caused, finally, Sharon OBN people to respond. They felt they couldn't stay silent any longer.
Well, I'm looking at your article, and this, ladies and gentlemen, his quote, that prompted Dr. Robert Schnur of Sharon OBGYN to comment on the closing, confirming in a telephone interview Saturday that the hospital's chief of staff was instructed to tell maternity nurses and Sharon OBGYN early in the month that maternity operations would end July 31st. He questioned Cordeau's other statements, particularly about the agreement that Sharon OBGYN was willing to pursue with HealthQuest if it were to take over the practice and employ its staff.
Yes. There were questions about that. And Sharon OBGYN has forever. It's been in operation since over 30 years. We all know, you know, it used to be the Sharon Clinic, and then Sharon OBGYN came with Dr. Schnur and Jaffe and a host of others, Dr. Mortman. And
You go on to say in the article, quote, this is a quote now, employment was offered, but the conditions were unacceptable. HealthQuest offered to employ Sharon OBGYN. And that's just a shocking statement.
Yeah, Sharon OBGYN, amongst its other things, takes Medicaid and uninsured patients. And there was a question of whether that was in compliance. and with state regulations. And Bob Schnur said, yes, it had been highly vetted and by top healthcare attorneys, and it was, and it's fine. And I guess HealthQuest questioned that. So that's been a stumbling block. And so the talks that just fell apart when they were talking about employing the practice. So and then there were other things that Schnur said were questionable. There was talk about the hospital hiring two OBGYNs who did come in. There was a man and a woman who came in after HealthQuest was purchased. And Cordeau said at Tuesday's meeting that, to put it nicely, they weren't treated well or something to that effect. And Schnur denied that allegation. Just a lot of questions between the two factions. Okay. I shouldn't say factions, two entities. He's hoping talks will continue, and Schnur absolutely stressed that safety, that the board, the governing board members it was intimated that there were safety issues, and Schnur denied that as well and said, you know, they should have checked that further. The members, there would have been no safety issues under this arrangement. So a lot of questions on what was said and what is actually happening.
And the final line of the article, quoting here, this is from Robert Schnur: the community needs to hear honest dialogue. Working with Kerry Eaton, HealthQuest COO, quote, and once we get over this misstep of abrupt closing of the maternity unit, I hope all parties will be satisfied. My colleagues and I want to be sure that everybody in the community gets the best care, end quote.
Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. Yeah. And as we know, there's been an outcry from the community, and I'm sure that's going to continue. There's the Save Our Sharon group that started up, and I'm sure they're continuing. So at this point, we know it's staying open at least until the end of this month, as Peter Cordeau said at that meeting, because he has the on-call schedule. He said, we don't arrange that, but the docs do, and so he knows that the unit will be open. And then he said, well, he thought he had heard that the on-call schedule is in effect until the end of the year, so we're not really sure at this point what the dates and the timing are.
Wow. That's all you can say is wow.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be following it up and seeing what happens. Sharon Board of Selectmen have said they would like to be the forum to keep this dialogue going, and so it's next meeting is August 28th, and they're hoping perhaps parties will come again and discuss it. But obviously, it's a very hot issue. The meeting was packed, and I expect every other meeting from now on will be the same.
Wow.
Big stuff. You're right, Marshall. So we had two big stories today, which were
tough stories. And you know what? Both are ongoing stories.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As we have said in the past, Sharon Hospital is such an integral part of this community. How many people have had babies there or are babies who were born there? I mean, it's just, once again, healthcare in this area is so needed because of our remoteness.
All right. Well, we'll follow those stories closely, Ruth.
We certainly will. And you and I had a good time yesterday. We were at Dave and Christine McMillan's, I guess you'd say, a farewell party.
Well, farewell for Sunny in the Country Food Drive. There'll be another one for the radio station. But we also got together at the Canaan Fireman's Parade again.
We did. We saw a lot of each other this weekend. Canaan's Railroad Days and the big parade. The weather held. And
we got a big weekend next weekend as well.
We do. What do we have?
Book signing, the On the Green Crafts Fair.
Yes, I mean, yes, yes. I try to go from one week to the next.
All right, Ruth.
All right. Have a good week. Maybe we'll see you again.
All right. Take care. Take care, Ruth.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can see her full article. You can click on the link on our podcast page when it's posted there. Just go to robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Republican American Report, and you'll have the link there to the story.